Good morning, everyone. It's not exactly peace, but it is a ceasefire. Two unilateral ceasefires, first Israel's, then Hamas's. And you can still hear the sound of tanks in Gaza this morning. It's just they're leaving the territory through the Erez checkpoint as Israel withdraws some of its military forces that were brought into Gaza 3 weeks ago. The implications of these two ceasefires are not clear, although there are threats on both sides. Israel says Hamas should not rearm. Hamas has vowed that it will rearm. Joining us to talk about the significance of this is Jonathan Marcus, BBC diplomatic correspondent. He joins us from London. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Hi there, not at all.
I guess the military significance of this action against Hamas is probably the big headline. The question of where Hamas and Israel are diplomatically seems about the same at the end of this conflict as the beginning.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, as you said there are two unilateral ceasefires, and neither side is talking directly with the other, although we know that both have talked to Egypt, and Egypt, as in the past, has been a crucial intermediary. I suppose from the Israeli perspective, they will claim that they have achieved a re-establishment of their deterrence vis-a-vis Hamas. I don't think Hamas ever would have expected the scale or the ferocity of the Israeli operation that was unleashed. The Israelis, though, hope to be out, I think, within a day or so now. They're going to be pulling out quite quickly. Of course, the crucial question is what they leave behind, both in terms of the scale of the damage and the suffering inside Gaza, but also, crucially, of course, the diplomatic elements that will hopefully make a recurrence of this kind of operation unnecessary.
I understand that as many as 20,000 buildings have been damaged or destroyed in Gaza as a result of this. And of course, we know the casualty numbers, hundreds of casualties on the Palestinian side and Israeli casualties as well. Not, of course, the same numbers. But I'm wondering if it's widely believed in the Arab world, and particularly in Egypt, that Hamas did overplay its hand here and got a response way out of the scale of what they would have expected.
Well, I think the Arab world is divided, or at least to say Arab governments and regimes are divided. I think Arab populations, the man in the street and so on, probably have sat and watched this with horror and have sided very firmly with Hamas. Arab governments, though, are divided. The Egyptians, who had a rather testy relationship with the Hamas leadership in the months and weeks leading up to this conflict, I think the feeling in Cairo privately certainly is that Hamas very much overplayed their hand and brought this down upon themselves. Of course, something of a fissure has opened up yet again in the Arab world with the Egyptians, the pro-Arab, pro-Western countries in the Gulf, very uneasy about what's going on, very unhappy perhaps with what Hamas has done, looking very much to the United States to do something to rein in the Israelis. On the other hand, governments like the Syrian regime, Iran and so on, Qatar, very much more critical of those Arab governments who they say have sided with the West and in effect have sided with Israel.
I want to talk about the next steps for the U.S. in just a moment before you go, but it does seem as though the focus now shifts to the Egyptian border, where Egypt is going to, on some level, have to guarantee that Hamas doesn't rearm. Otherwise, this conflict will reopen again in a matter of days.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, crucially, two important sets of things have to happen. I mean, clearly, the crossings have to be opened up on a much more routine and regular basis. That is obviously the achievement, if you like, that Hamas wants to see come out of this conflict. But also, as far as the Israelis are concerned, they don't want to see Hamas rearming, so they want something significant done about the arms smuggling that they say takes place from Egypt into the Gaza Strip. Now, clearly, a lot of outside actors are going to have to play a part there. There's always already been this memorandum of understanding between the Israelis and the Americans on steps that can be taken to reduce the smuggling. A number of European governments have pitched in and committed themselves to playing a role in all of this, but quite how that will actually happen, what physically will actually happen on the Egyptian side of the border to bolster Egypt's own frontier security is still not clear at all.
Well, Jonathan Marcus, thanks so much for joining us. At the very least, as you suggested, the U.S. Handoff from Condoleezza Rice to Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration will be done in the end zone as the clock is ticking on peace and this ceasefire in Gaza. Jonathan Marcus, BBC diplomatic correspondent, joining us from London.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, Your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.